Hey, guess what, everybody? It's the last show of the year. This is Chris Johnson. It's the last show of the year. Get ready for a bunch of that shit over the next couple days. See you next year. Last whatever the fuck of the year. Even though you're going to still probably be the same asshole on January 1st than you were on December 31st, there's all this arbitrary nonsense at the end of the year that you got to fucking deal with. And if you know me for a while, or if you've listened to the podcast from the beginning, you know that I think New Year's resolutions are dumb as shit. I fucking hate New Year's resolutions. They don't make any fucking sense. If you want to start eating well, if you want to start being a better person, you don't need to wait for some random fucking day that we deem to be the new year to start doing those things. You can do them at any time. Somehow I've managed to, over the last couple years, contact my old boss at the radio station, ask him if I could go on the air and do a show, and he's agreed to it. I stopped working at the radio station in November of 2016, and I did a fucking show in December of 2017 and of this 2018. Almost like a year to the fucking day. Like the last Friday of December has been my fucking slot. Last year I did it solo. This year I was in there with the B Machine. And I like going in there at the end of the year because I'm not a political guy. It's kind of a political right-wing conservative type station. And I am none of those things, really. I don't like to classify myself, though. A lot of times, if you listen to hardcore political talk, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, a lot of times they like to classify you. Like, if you're not them, you've got to be the other side. If I said that I supported, like, a fucking Democratic cause on the station I used to work at, I'd get a bunch of fucking douchebag calls and texts calling me a liberal, as if it was like a fucking negative word. Like, what, you support legalizing drugs, you liberal? Dude, fuck you, nerd. Like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? It's not even like a criticism. It's just a label. I don't know what the fuck that is. But when you do shows at the end of December, you don't have to fucking do any of that shit, which is why I basically go back once a year. If I had to fucking do a show, like a political type show, like every day, I don't think I could do it. One, I don't care enough about it. Two, I don't think I know enough about it. I mean, yeah, you could fucking research shit, but I don't want to do that. But I talked about New Year's resolutions with my buddy on Friday, and as I said, I don't have any New Year's resolutions, but if I could make a New Year's resolution for you, well, not for you that's listening to me, because I feel like if you're listening to me, we're kind of on the same page in a lot of shit. But I'm talking about, like, the general public. I'm talking about the populace, those motherfuckers. If I could, like, impose a New Year's resolution on you, John Q. Schmuck walking the streets, that doesn't listen to me on a daily basis, my resolution for you would be, stop being such a fucking dick. Would you stop it, please? Can you stop being a fucking dick, please? People are fucking assholes, and I'm fucking tired of it. There's no greater example of the shittiness of humanity than seeing like a live text board when you're doing a fucking live talk show. 2 years ago when I did the show, I got fucking mad complaints right off the hop. Who is this fucking idiot? Get this piece of shit off the air. Stuff like that. There was a lot less animosity this year. But even this year, there was still just a bunch of fucking complaints. And I don't understand the mentality that it takes to send an anonymous text. Or, and this goes for like message boards as well. Even if you put your fucking face on it, nobody knows who the fuck you are. It could be any fucking face. It could be anybody. I don't understand what's going on in your fucking head where you're like, you know what? I don't like this guy that I've never met and I'm not a fan of his work. So I'm going to tell him that I think he's a piece of shit. I'm going to tell him that I think he sucks. I'm going to tell him that I don't think he should have a job. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And I think I should make one thing perfectly clear. I'm not offended because some random sack of shit doesn't like me or the way I talk or how I look or anything like that. I couldn't give a fuck less how you feel about that. I'm just offended by the notion that you're gonna try to bring somebody down because you don't like it. That's what pisses me off about it. Who the fuck does that? I'm reading the fucking text board. I said like, come on, son, a couple times. I was like, son, take a seat. And like, people are like bitching. They're like, you gotta stop saying that word. Please, don't do that. That's not funny. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's not a fucking bit, you dumb motherfucker. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I say like a lot. Like, right there, I just fucking said it. I just fucking said it before I was gonna even introduce the statement. I don't realize I say it. I don't think I say like I'm a fucking valley girl. Like, I'm reading this. It says, is he a 16-year-old girl saying like all the time? He sounds like a 16-year-old girl. He sounds like a fucking idiot. And I thought to myself, what's more idiotic? What's more 16-year-old girlish than sending an anonymous fucking text telling some random person that you think he sucks? Who's got the bigger fucking problem? Me, who might be saying like a little bit too much for your liking? Or your fucking ass, who doesn't have anything better to do with their fucking day than to just bring somebody down? Now, I think a lot of things suck, and I bitch about a lot of things on this podcast. There's a difference, though. I'm putting my fucking name on it, and two, I'm not really fucking with anybody directly. The anonymous animosity, like, dude, fuck off. I don't know what the fuck. Like, how miserable are you that you just want to make everybody else fucking miserable? Even if I fucking hate somebody, and I hate a lot of fucking people, I try not to let them know it. I try not to argue with somebody unless I absolutely have to. But people are so fucking mean all the fucking time. And these are the same people, too, that if you give that shit back to them, they can't fucking take that. Then they fucking scoff at you. Like, how dare you treat me that way? Like, you walk around treating people like shit all fucking day, and you got the fucking balls to piss and moan when that shit's thrown back in your fucking face? Fucking pussies. So that's it. That's my resolution for the general public. But not you, because I love you. You listen to me, I fucking love you. You listen to me on the podcast, you spend time talking with me. And if I like you enough to spend time talking with you, which is a very select group of people, then you're high up on my list. Let's end on a positive note. I do hope you have a happy new year. I enjoy it. Enjoy yourself. I'll still be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you're going to get your new podcast episodes, still on Podbean. That's the main hub website or the app. You can catch me on Apple Podcast, Google Play, Spotify as well. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast in Facebook as well. Follow that shit on my timeline.